Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Paul Popovich. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Marshall. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim McAndrew. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jim McAndrew. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Pepitone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hickman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Singleton. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Pepitone moves to third. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Popovich is walked intentionally. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pepitone scores. Hickman scores. Popovich moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jenkins hits a line drive into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kessinger is 0-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. McAndrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew bunts towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to second. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harrelson moves to third. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harrelson scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAndrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Popovich hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Popovich fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Popovich hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Jim McAndrew. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrett hits a pop-up towards first. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny Frisella now pitching. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-3 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Singleton reaches second base with a double. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-2 in the game. Clendenon hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-2 in the game. Boswell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pepitone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Cleo James now playing center field. Johnny Callison now playing right field. Billy Williams now playing left field. Joe Pepitone now playing first. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harrelson for the out. 2 outs. Rod Gasper pinch hits for Danny Frisella. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Popovich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hundley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with McGraw covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jorgensen strikes out. 1 out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Garrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Singleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Singleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Singleton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Singleton reaches second base with a double. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-3 in the game. Clendenin is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.